Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is All in Our Family. I am S. Yolanda Robinson. We are all family. All in Our Family, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. You're listening to All in Our Family, and I'm S. Yolanda Robinson, and this is Radio, the way it should be heard. Listening audience, on March the 16th, who would have thought that we would have woke up to a different world? You know, a lot of the stores are closing. Businesses are not allowing 10 people, more than 10 people in a room. And we have been quarantined to stay at home. How are you coping with it? Well, I have some people on. I have Quay Morgan Hill on the line, and she is a mom and married and has two children. And she's going to tell us how she's coping with the with this quarantine, stay at home. Quay, how are you doing? Quay?
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Miss Yolanda. I'm blessed. I'm spending time with my family, so I can't complain at all.
Oh, okay. How is it different, you know, from March the 15th to March the 16th for you?
Well, the only difference I would say is the finances, but we're, you know, budgeting, but we're spending time with family. So I'm definitely taking advantage of that, and I thank God for it, because normally we wouldn't have this time together as a family unit.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that God right now definitely has his hand in this.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that he is going to bring back the family unit.
Oh, that's so wonderful. So what are you doing with your family? What kinds of things are you doing with your family?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I have to take care of them. So I'm up cooking breakfast early in the morning. Nothing has changed as far as that.
Uh-huh.
I get up early. I cook them breakfast. We usually do some type of activity, like some type of schooling activity.
Uh-huh.
Then throughout the day, you know, we're free to do whatever. So me, I'm still a radio personality, so I'm still working on Jetsons.
Uh-huh.
I'm about to relaunch and do season 3 of the Quay Morgan Hill Show.
All right.
Yes. Then also, I just actually started an LLC for my kids,
uh-huh.
me and my sister,
uh-huh.
Jazz, the one that does Jetsons Radio DC.
Uh-huh.
We started a business for our kids. It's
uh-huh.
called JSRL Vending. So we bought them vending machines.
Uh-huh.
And we're getting ready to launch those actually today.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm getting ready to launch that today. And then last thing that I'm doing is I found out I have a adopted brother.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking for a sibling,
mm-hmm.
a younger sibling.
Okay.
So
I saw that on Facebook. What's his name and that you're looking for him, and what city is he, do you think that he's in?
Honestly, I do not know his name.
Uh-huh.
We were told so many different things. It
uh-huh.
could be Jason or Jordan.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it starts with a J, but
uh-huh.
since he was adopted, it's a possibility. It has been changed as
uh-huh.
well.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard that he is 1 year young, or like 13 months younger than me. So he had to be born in like 94.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So, and it was in the Sandusky, Ohio area.
Oh, wow. So you're,
yeah.
I was going to ask you, are you bored? But it doesn't sound like it, Quay.
No. You know me, I'm very creative.
Yes. Yes.
To do.
that's wonderful, because I was thinking, I said, oh my gosh, there might be people out there that I know that may be depressed or bored, and that's one of the reasons why I did this show. But it sounds like you're really, really active
mm-hmm.
during
yeah,
this
yeah.
time.
So, well, absolutely. I have to get it out and I have to express myself. I'm a very creative person.
Yes.
I like to be social, so I'm doing my best as you know, to try to
try to stay busy.
Right, right. And then I also believe that an idle mind is the devil's playground. So
uh-huh.
I'm just trying to stay busy as much as possible and not trying to let this get to me.
Yeah, well, that sounds real good, because when it stops, you'll be ready to go.
Right.
That's good. That is really good. Now, what are you going to do with that stimulus check? Have you already spent it? Are you planning to do anything with it?
I'm paying bills.
Well, that's a stress buster.
Yeah. I found out, I just purchased a home last year. So I found out that through the mortgage company that they're doing what they call a freeze.
Uh-huh.
So that's only good for 3 months. And then after that freeze, you have to pay everything up front, right then and there.
Wow.
So really, there's no point of missing a payment.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't want to lose my home, not right now, you know.
So,
not
so you're just going to keep on paying. And that's good, since that's advice that you would give to people, the listening audience, that, you know, don't use it unless you necessarily have to use it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
it's
what you need, you know.
Uh-huh.
Don't buy unnecessary things. Like, right now, you don't need the clothes. You don't need the lashes, the bundles, and everything else that people need. You need to survive right now to get through this.
Uh-huh.
And then once this is over, then, yes, of course, you know, splurge on yourself, because I'm definitely going to do that. But also, I believe that they need to take their money, too, and invest in the stock market right now. Because I've also done that in a few startup companies.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And the stock market, when I purchased it, it was down. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you need to get on that as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it fluctuates every day. So.
Uh-huh. All right. So, that sounds like you got a plan.
I mean,
you know, I was worried about the young people, but now I don't have to worry about you, because
you know me.
I know. That's wonderful. Now, Quay, what have you learned anything from this?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning that I should not panic. My faith should be bigger than all of this. God is bigger than all of this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, everybody has an alpha and an omega.
Uh-huh.
And if whatever happens is going to happen, you know. So why not smile? Why not laugh, you know, and spend time with your family? Why not take advantage of that?
Uh-huh.
Our day-to-day lives, especially as a young, you know, person,
uh-huh.
we are working. If you have kids, your kids are going to school. You don't see them day to day. Ask them how they feel, you know.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about this? What is something that you would like to do now that school is out? You know, get to know your child, you know, and just spend time. And then also take this time to grow yourself. Personal development is everything as well. Read a book.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I've been trying to finish this book, and it's real good, Tigerland. I'm trying to get some of my reading done and get rid of clutter.
Exactly.
Because when this comes out, I want to be organized, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, get some of that clutter out. That would also clean up your mind.
Yes. That's so wonderful. Quay Morgan Hill, I'm telling you. Do we have somebody else on the line waiting? Oh, okay. We have another person on the line waiting. But Quay, thank you so much for your advice to the listening audience. Love you so much. And kiss the babies for me, okay?
Yes, I love you guys too. And tell Kahari I miss him.
I'm going to tell Kahari that you miss him, okay?
Bye.
All right. I think we have the president of the Greater Columbus Basketball Legends Association, my buddy, Skip Young. Skip?
Yolanda, how you doing?
Are you holding out over, you and your family, are y'all holding out down there in Florida?
We holding out in Florida, the Sunshine State.
Uh-huh.
I just heard Quay, boy, she fired me up. She fired me up some more.
She did a Quay, did she?
I really like her.
Yes, really great.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to hear that kind of energy, you know, because.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking, you know, when I was coming up, my grandparents and everybody, we used to plan for emergencies. And then when this happened, I thought about, the canning and all the stuff we did, and we kept it all in our basement. So, you know, we always had food. Now, me, I didn't pay that much attention, and I had to run to the store and get all that stuff. That's not going to happen anymore. So what
No, things have changed. Some things have changed, you know, for the better.
Yeah.
Us more conscious of what you're talking about.
We used
to be particular about just family, taking care of family, you know, eating dinner together and sitting down and talking and going to church service and you know, all the types of things that used to go on in the community that we've gotten away from.
Yes, yes. So that's bringing us back to it. Skip, what are you doing right now during this period when we're quarantined? What are you doing?
Well, trying to keep my granddaughter busy and happy and active, and she's homeschooling here.
Uh-huh.
There's school during the day.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, my wife getting her up and getting her situated, feeding her breakfast and whatnot. And then on the leisure, you know, we basically work out
uh-huh.
a little bit, teaching uh-huh. a little martial art.
Uh-huh.
That we've got a little class going on, and then she's teaching us. Me, anyway, her dances, and I'm terrible. But
So she's teaching you your dances and you're reading to your granddaughter. How old is she?
My granddaughter's 10.
That's 10. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a beautiful
yeah,
age.
Yeah, I have 8 grandchildren.
Wow.
So she lives in Tampa, but her mother brought her up here during the break. She usually comes up here for the break, and...
Uh-huh.
And so at the time of this breakout, you know, she's here.
All right.
But she's doing okay. So
uh-huh.
we're doing that. We're having conversations.
Uh-huh.
I'm reading because I like to read and
uh-huh.
study and catch up with stuff and
uh-huh.
trying to move towards getting my second children's book done. I can't dunk.
As I was
telling you, young man, that basically. His whole desire was dunk, but he ends up being mentored by someone that tells him in order for him to do that, he's got to learn science.
Oh.
And so he moves into learning about Einstein and Newton.
Oh.
And so that's a part of what's happening. So, yeah, working on that, doing some strategic planning for GCBLA.
Yeah.
The future to come up, because, you know, we wouldn't have anything this year anyway.
Uh-huh.
But planning for the future in terms of things we're trying to do with that, you know, trying to move into a program, Dress for Success, where we educate student athletes on dressing in a proper way, not spending a lot of money doing
uh-huh.
it, but dressing uh-huh. in a proper way in terms of jobs or going for scholarships or so on down the line,
oh.
you know? Yeah. So just planning, reading,
are you playing any basketball?
Am I playing any basketball?
Uh-huh, you doing any basketball? I know down here they got all the hoops and everything taken off. Are you doing
I haven't played basketball in I don't know how long. Don't even think about playing no basketball. I can't even look down the court think about running down there. So people ask me, no, that stopped a long time ago. I think that the whole basketball thing, I think I'm seeing people missing the sport.
Uh-huh.
The sport is good for people in terms of easing their everyday difficulties and whatnot, watching sport as an entertainment. But we know it's more important in terms of our health right now. And, you know, it just brought us around to what's more important.
The most important things. I was just going to ask you. What advice would you give to people that are right now? What advice would you give them?
Oh, well, you know, I would think sitting down and thinking about those things that are most important in life.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
okay,
uh-huh.
Your family
uh-huh.
for one. Well, first of all, your relationship with the Creator. Your relationship
okay.
with God, what is that?
Okay.
Your relationship with your family,
okay.
Your neighbors, your, you know, any situations with family members that maybe, you know, you have a little difficult time with, you need to mend those. You need to mend those type of relationships. I think those are some of the things that I see.
It's time to mend the relationships.
Yes, mend the relationships. And I think being very careful about who you choose as your leaders. And this goes to voting. This goes to any area, because right now, it doesn't matter what area. It could be sports. It could be politics. It could be business. We need leaders. We need great leaders. And they don't have to have any title with them. It's just the fact that of being able to lead, you know, being able to guide people, you know, properly, especially in times like these. We need leadership.
Hold on right there, Skip. We're going to take a little break.
Is that no right? Problem.
No. Okay. I thought he said he was going to take a little. Okay. I have a Linda Thomas on the line. Hold on. You tell me that. Okay, Skip. So I'm sorry. I was trying to see what they said. There was somebody else on the line. Okay. We have. So you said it's time to mend our relationships, and we need to look at what kind of leaders with the real leaders are surfacing right now, isn't it? When a time of crisis.
Yeah. Definitely. And that's a sign for all of us.
Yes.
You know, that we shouldn't take lightly our voting or electing or of people to serve us.
Yes.
You know, and that's really serious, and we're seeing it right now.
Yes.
We're seeing it.
Yes.
Who the real leaders are.
Yes.
Who people are really concerned about the welfare of the community.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It is so wonderful. You know, I know you're not getting bored. I know you. What plans you got for your stimulus check?
Well, I don't know, Yolanda. I'm trying to. I won't believe it until I get it. So I'm like, you know, we've been promised so much stuff, reparations, and we ain't received that check either.
Yeah. So when you get it, okay. So when you get it, you start planning for it.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I need to do.
All right. Do we have somebody else on the line? Okay, we have another person on the line. But thank you, Skip, for calling in and sharing what you're doing. You hold the fort down. Okay?
And may God bless all of y'all.
God bless you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The next person, Linda?
Yes, good morning, Yolanda.
How are you, Linda? I know you got an announcement to make, and I want to find out what are you doing during this while we're quarantined. But you want to make the announcement?
Jazz and Friends scheduled for May the 9th, 2020. Mm-hmm. The fabulous Jazz and Friends.
Ah, no, that's right.
Postpone that until the fall. Hopefully we'll have the same lineup. Male group of the year, our female, our gospel, our students. It's going to be something to look forward to, that's for sure. So we're coming up with a date probably in the early fall of the year, mm-hmm. and we'll make that announcement, the mm-hmm. date, soon as April the 30th comes. But right now we're shooting for early October.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, Linda, October, I can't wait. Jazz and Eggs is one of my favorite events, you know. And we'll be ready to step out by October. Believe me.
Yeah, we sure will.
We will be ready to celebrate. But you know what, Linda? What are you doing? What are you doing right now doing this, having to stay at home? What are you doing?
Well, I started doing some things that I hadn't done in a long time. You know, I went back through my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, I get up every morning and, you know, I be thankful that I'm up.
Yes.
I tell myself what a great day this is, because happiness is all around me.
Mm-hmm.
And once I say that and thank the Lord and bring mm-hmm. in my happiness, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I mm-hmm. found out something that really makes me happy is mm-hmm. I do something called creative journalism.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is mm-hmm. I just pick something, say, for instance, a flower, and I just mm-hmm. write about the flower, and I write about the next thing, and then I'll look out the window. And then if you journal, then at the end of this, you can go back and recreate your creative juices.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found out that's mm-hmm. really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And also contacting family members
and
people I haven't talked to in a long time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That is so wonderful to contact, and that journaling works out really good, you know. There's some one person that was doing some, like, writing their life story for the next generation. They're actually putting together a journal where it talks about how I met your papa and putting pictures in it. So I'm planning to do some of that if I get finished with the clutter. But it's getting the family history together. That's a wonderful thing.
It sure is. For example, in my creative journaling, maybe I'll take a subject like a flower, and I'll just imagine this flower being a person, and then your creative juices will flow. For instance, the flower. I looked to my left, and there were chairs sitting there as if they were talking to one another. Stuff like that. That really gets your creative juices going.
Wow.
And then also, I had started some stories I had written long ago, and I said to myself, I wonder if I can find them, and I found three of them.
So you're going to finish those?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm working on a lot of things, and I had a couple of projects. For this fall, I had a couple of plays I'm going to be working on at a couple of local churches. Uh-huh. And one of them is going to be, we may be doing one of our better known plays, and that's The Night Before Christmas at the Cafe.
I love that. Wow.
And then we're thinking about doing one that focuses on youth and spiritualism. Like, and the name of that one is The Will. Wow. It's Good to Know Jesus. Wow. It's about youth that have to make a decision. Uh-huh. Should he go out with his friends or obey his parents and stay in? But he knows if he goes out with his friends, he could make this money. And it goes on for that. Then he has to do a deal with his conscience. His conscience would be three people. And at the end of his dream, he's going to pick the way he wants to go. And hopefully, I really hope he picks the right dream.
Well, that sounds like you're busy. I can't ask you if you're bored because I know you're not, and I am expecting some great things after we finish this quarantine. People will come out and blossom like flowers, you know, with all that creativity and spending the time that you always wanted to with your family. And you're so busy, you know, running around. Now you got a chance to do that and a chance to do some of the things you always wanted to do and you put it aside right now.
Right. That's what the beauty of it all is.
Yes.
So I said, maybe I'll learn a little bit more about my phone because I'm a bit lazy. You know, I don't want to get started. So, you know, and I like to be busy. So, you know, I play off and on with my flute. I play with the Columbus State Concert Band and the New Horizon Band, and right now we're on break, so that gives me time to work on my craft a little bit more, you know, practice some things I haven't done in a while.
I'm really enjoying
myself.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you for calling in, and you know what?
Okay.
That means it's time to go. Time is going so fast, but you know what? Take this time to enjoy your family and get those projects done that you have never thought about. You know, it's not so bad being at home, you know? You know, when you got lemons, let's make lemonade. But thank you out there for being on this week's program of All in Our Family.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lincoln Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Linco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. ash-kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
It's our dream for a life that's healthy and clean. Make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Okay, kids, Dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We must build and bond our family.
We've got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. You're listening to All in Our Family, and I'm S. Yolanda Robinson, and this is radio the way it should be heard. Oh, listening audience, I'm telling you, one day, a split of a second changed everything around the whole world, and in particular in our country. March the 16th, you know, we were given here in many states around across the country, we were told to stay at home. And I want to know, how are you coping with that? What are you doing? And are you bored? Or are you getting things done? I have on the line Don Sellers. Everybody knows him as a recruiter for the former recruiter for the National Basketball Association. And also, Don is a Hall of Famer. He's a former recruiter. I'm sorry, but Don, how you doing? Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am. You got it.
Well, Don, I mean, how are you coping with this, staying at home? I know you're a busy, busy person. You usually are busy, but what are you doing while you're at home?
Well, my real job, I became an essential guy March 16th. Working for a company, Mid-American Cleaning Contractors, and they promoted me to area manager. And became essential because there's five buildings that I have, and two of them are still at full, or mostly at full bore. It's been an apartment or a condominium complex, so people are stuck inside their house while the crew is cleaning, and people are very receptive and very nice to us. You know, thanking us for what we're doing, but I'm out in the street, and I tell you, I was critical at first of people not staying home. I thought people weren't following, you know, the leadership of the governor, whatever. But in the last 3 days, since last Thursday when it was really heated, it's calmed down a little bit. When you're out, and I'm out at about 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, and the streets are relatively empty, so that means people are following it, and I hope we follow them even more.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you for the work that you're doing. You know, I think after all this is done, we're going to be looking at those service workers a little bit different, don't you think? I think that you see how essential you are in times like these, you know. I just want to thank you, you know, and I don't know how we would work, in our community if we didn't have those essential workers out there, the work that you do. So you're not at home. You're out there making sure that buildings and apartments and stuff are sanitized. So I was going to ask you if you were bored, but I know you're not.
Not at all.
No. Five buildings? No. I know that you're not. But, you know, what lessons have you learned from this quarantine and during this period? Is there any lessons that you've learned or advice that you want to give us?
I think no matter what origin, color, religion, or whatever you are, we got to understand in this. It could have been man-made, I don't know. But if you don't understand, God is the only one that's in control right now, then don't understand.
Yes.
Because He is. We've got to come to that realization that He's in control and got to pray through this, help each other through it, and basically follow the rules. What I've learned is follow the daggone rules. Follow the rules. I think I'm not a politician. I'm not going to go there. But I think Governor DeWine, the governor of California, and a few more, the governor in New York, they have taken the mantle and made Washington follow them. So I've learned what I've learned out of this is follow instructions. And if it comes to where there's a quarantine and even the essential people or essential people like ourselves, not doctors and police, but if we get shut down, they got to follow the rules and stay in the house.
So that's a lesson that you have learned from this. Did you have a difficult time making the transition? I mean, when it happened in the cleaning business, did you, you know, I know that we ran out of supplies and everything. Did you find it?
No, I didn't, because my company is very nice and very thoughtful at this time. If somebody needs, you know, paper towels or toilet paper or whatever, they said, hey, if we got it, you know, give some out, you know, let's help the community. So I've been trying to help, you know, people that need it, disinfectant, sanitizer, or whatever. You know, if I can mix up a bottle and give it to them along with a few rolls of toilet paper or whatever, I'm gonna do it, because this is what it's about. It's about us coming back together. I believe somebody wants to get our attention spiritually, and somebody wants to get our attention and get the nation back. Yeah. Where we were supposed to be.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen that a lot. I'm seeing communities come together, the businesses, and people just stepping up to the plate. And, you know, and you see a wonderful leadership, you know, that took it and did what they had to do, even, you know, with the criticisms that they may have taken, but they had to make decisions that was going to help all of us. So it's just amazing. And I didn't think that was going on, but then I'm just amazed at looking at it and seeing how that has evolved. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, like I said, the leadership, on the state level here in Ohio, he's done a heck of a job. He's in a, like you said, a tough position.
Oh yeah.
But he's at the forefront, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is really good. So, was there anything else that you wanted to tell us about? How do you plan to spend your stimulus check?
You know, I'm a little leery if that will ever happen, but. You know, I don't know. I want to have and have formed a forum for pastors, preachers, and community leaders.
Oh.
And it's on Sunday, April 19th.
Uh-huh.
And it's called On One Accord. I think the man upstairs came to me and said, we're going to get the victory. We're going to have the victory in this. Uh-huh. You know, God is undefeated.
Uh-huh.
In the words of LeVar Ball, he never lost. Never lost.
So this forum, you know, you're not going to be able for us to meet physically in a room. Yeah. So do you have the link or the email address that we go to on the 19th?
It'll be on Zoom, and I'm sending everybody out. I'm putting it on my Facebook page, Don Allen Sellers.
Okay.
And you're obviously
I'll be on that form. Yes, yes.
But we want to, what I just wanted to mention to people real quick, everybody, not just the leader, mm-hmm. is this thing was already, you know, whatever you can believe it. I'm not trying to get on here and be, mm-hmm. I know you got a pastor, Karen, coming on after this.
Mm-hmm.
But look, this was already prophesied, folks. This was already this was already talked of. Just go to your Bible and look. This was already talked of. So now, since so many preachers and pastors have so wonderfully, oratorically delivered what they this message, now what do we do? Now what do we do when it's over? So that's what I want to talk about, the strategy of the faith-based community. After this is over, where do we go from here? Because there'll be people coming to churches or synagogues or places seeking. There will be seeking, and we got to be ready for them and greet them in love and kindness.
So it's actually the forum that you're going to be doing is a call to all the religious community to be ready for new people coming in on board. You know, I saw, and it touched me, but you know, I saw something on Facebook, and I posted it. It was people coming in the church dancing and praising God. You know, it was so beautiful. Did you see that, Don? I think I shared it.
I posted it.
You posted it. Oh, yeah. You know, what a day of rejoicing when we can get back into the church and when God's people come back together in the church. And what a day of rejoicing that's going to be, you know?
But see, this is my thing, Yolanda, and then I'll be through. But, okay, so when we come back in the church, it's going to be the get out. Everybody going to be shouting.
Then
after that, now what?
Now what?
So
yes.
We just shout it. I go into churches all the time, and some of them get offended.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, so when we came to church, Lord, we had a time today. The Spirit was there. Lord was there.
Yeah.
Then you went home and talked about everybody, or you went home to yourself, and now it's done.
Yeah.
But we got people in the street dying. We got people in the street, young people in the street that need to know where they come from, and they're killing each other. No, we got to reach out. We can't keep this. Church has got to go outside to the churches that are doing wonderful things outside the four walls. Kudos. God bless you.
But more of
the saints have to get outside those walls and witness. Some say, well, that's not my calling.
Yeah.
I don't care if this is calling. Your call is this virus has called people home, and you got to know, let people know there's a better way, or if you get called home, you want to have a guaranteed eternal life.
So it's a wake-up call for the churches, for all of us. A wake-up call. You know, and as you said, Don, it doesn't matter who, what position you have. You can have all the degrees and credentials, and we've seen it in the news. This hits everybody, you know, race, class, everything. It goes, you know, and so.
Did you see the three preachers that died?
No, I didn't see that.
Three pastors died. One in New York, one in Florida, and one of them was very boisterous online about the virus and then not touching them. So, I mean, you know, you don't know. What they say is you don't know the hour and the time of day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just got to be ready.
Yeah, we have to be ready. Wow. Well, April the 19th, and I think, hold on just a minute. Do we have another caller on the line, Ed? No, I thought he said there was another caller on the line. Yeah, but we do definitely have to be ready. And so what advice would you give people right now in planning?
Just follow the rules right now.
Just follow the rules.
Think about how you can help your fellow man. How you can help your fellow man get better. How can we reach out to some? I'm seeing people say that. Think about it. We may be able to go to the store and stock up and this, that, and the other, right? But we got restaurant workers that aren't working.
Yes.
We got a lot of people that have been put out of their job.
Yeah.
We got to help those people. We got to help. If you got top ramen in your cupboard, if you got an abundance of stuff in your cupboard, look to reach out on Facebook or whatever social media you have and say, hey, I got a little extra. If anybody, you don't even have to know these people.
Yeah.
Anybody needs food or whatever. I can guarantee you there's somebody out there right now, and excuse the expression, that's hungry as hell, but they got a lot of pride and are not saying nothing. We got to reach out to these people and help, because there's a lot of people that's displaced job-wise and everything else. So we got to help.
Yes, there's lots of people, you know, that don't have a job right now and don't know how, you know, there's all those people that are applying for unemployment don't know how or when it's going to happen. So, yes. And I think that's the most important thing, too, is calling people up, you know, and checking on them. I was feeling it really makes you feel good. I was feeling wonderful when people were calling me saying, are you okay? You know, and I start calling people and saying, I'm saying, if I can't do three people a day, you know, I try to at least do three people a day. I haven't finished my list. I'm going through checking and seeing, because there's so many people that I want to make sure that they're okay and send them prayers up for them, you know.
But you know why people were calling? You know why people were calling you, Yolanda?
Why?
Because your natural ability to help people. You help people naturally.
Thank
you. Didn't have
you
to be out there for you to help people. This show helps people.
Yeah.
So people are going to reach out.
Yeah. You know what, Don? I was thinking about the show, and I said, should I do it or shouldn't I? And I said, you know what? I was worried that people were going to be depressed because they're staying in a home. And I wanted to get out that, you know, don't take this time as being depressed. You know, take it like and I'm so glad that you and all the other people that have come on has said, you know, you take this time to do some things that you had planned to do anyway. You know, and try to get some projects done. You may have some projects that need to be done at your house. You know I got to get rid of lots of clutter. And so I'm trying to do that. And it's taken a while. You know, I thought I could do it in one day. I said, oh, my gosh. But, you know, that's a project that I'm working on. And then, I hear people talking about they're doing journals and working with their children and stuff. So, you know, doing some self-development projects, you know, for themselves. But, you know, don't sit around and you know, there's some movies and some books I want to read. So I want to.
But you know what? What for me is after you do, I'm 200% with you on the self help and this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
But you know, when they're all said and done, take some time and get in a corner and get with God.
Oh yes. Talk. Oh yes, definitely.
You don't have to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost for that. Just get in the corner and say, God, what is it I'm supposed to do? How can I help you? You know, because we think of God and we put a lot of pressure on God. God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, do this for me. If God had any human in him, he'd be like, man, I told you how to do it for yourself. So how can you help God further his word?
Yeah. What can I do to help you? Yeah.
That's what it's about. Take the time and get away and be with God a little bit.
Yeah, you've done so much for me, God. Now, what can I do to help you? And what do you want me to do? You know, that is, I know that we had, actually, in our family, we had planned family prayer. And they were going to be coming over to the house. And family prayer is so beautiful because everybody brings a covered dish. And we just, we reminisce and we pray. And it's so beautiful to see the kids pray. And I said, isn't this awful? We can't even come together. But then, you know, I found out that we can. We have this conference call that I got to set up so that everybody that was going to come in for family prayer, you know, would be coming in and we would be praying. And because, you know, there's power in the prayer and things do work. So that's what I got to do when today is set up my conference call with the family so we can have our family prayer. But it is good to not only have family prayer, but have that personal relationship.
Personal relationship
with God, you know. And
you know, one last thing I want to say, too, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but some of these people are so eloquently coming out on Messenger or I Am or whatever it's called, and delivering mind thought-provoking oratorial 5G tower thing. This 5G tower thing, I think we all need to do some research on, because they're talking about the radiation that's coming from that thing is doing something to people, too. So I would encourage you to, when you see people talking about it, there's a nurse and there's a brother on there talking about it. Don't say, oh, that's rhetoric. Listen to it. And some of it makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, just be careful. Right now, you know, everybody's in the conspiracy theory and this and the other, or a lot of people are. And it causes your anxiety level to go up. But some of it, we got this.
Yes, I know, because sometimes I can't listen to the news all the time, because sometimes it stresses me out. But I do want to know the news. I want to keep up on some of the things. But it's when you see all these people dying it's so stressful. You know, and then you're worried about our essential workers. It's stressful.
Yep.
But you know, that's the reason why we need to have that prayer, you know, and knowing it. Because if when you live as long as we have, and you tried everything, you know, to try to get things working, you know where the real power is.
And that's what this was about.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure I'm going to go out on the limb here. Correct me if I'm wrong, which you'll do. But somebody said on your show, because I've been at work, so I didn't get to listen in to the other part.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said, I never thought I'd live to see this.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't think I'd live to see this part of it. This would come, you know, and I've heard about it, you know, and not the coronavirus. I'm not saying the virus, a word. Is in the Bible, but it talks to the plague that was coming, or this and the other.
I didn't
think I'd live to see it, but guess what? It's here now.
And so I'm glad that you're giving the message that on the 19th. And is that open to everybody, or is just a few people?
I first opened it to just pastors and preachers, and it's April the 19th. From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. But then the community started wanting to get into it. Mm-hmm. And a friend from the Urban League agreed to be in it. Actually, a call has gone out to the mayor's office. Mm-hmm. And you remember that night in the Hall of Fame? You're my Hall of Fame mate and Hall of Famer as well. My other Hall of Fame mate, Herschel Craig.
Yes.
I'd like to reach out to him and see if he'd like to be involved. The immediacy of it for me was I needed to do it immediately, because I want to do it before we go back.
Yeah.
This is something for when we get back.
Yeah.
But when they increased it to 31 days, I said, well, let's take time. A friend of mine who's a great planner, Tyree Field, said, man, take your time and plan this the right way. And so did my nephew, Wes Sellers, who's a pastor. Take your time and plan it the right way. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do now.
Okay. And that's going to be advertised and I will be advertising it on my Facebook, Sarah Robinson. I'll be advertising it because Don, I get a lot of Don's things, so I'll be sharing that with the Facebook.
Thanks.
You know, that is so wonderful. You know, Pastor Mitchell, she's been doing so many things out there. That's probably why she couldn't call. She's been feeding people, you know. She's been giving the lunches and taking clothes and going out in the shelters, and you know, it's just amazing at all the things that she's been doing during this time, because given the things that her church is doing. So she's probably got real busy and wasn't able to call in.
I've actually met her a couple times.
Yes.
And her church is outside the four walls, for sure. And I would encourage churches that are not outside their four walls to get outside their four walls, because when Jesus walked this earth, I've been fortunate enough to coach basketball, and every country I've coached basketball in has been a Bible country except for China. And I actually coached where Jesus walked, and all I remember him doing is out spreading the gospel. And
that's
sometimes
right.
We get inside our church.
That's right.
And we get to go outside the church and spread it. And this is a wake up call for that as well.
That's right. Well, we had Pastor Mitchell. She just called in. Pastor Mitchell. Pastor Mitchell.
Apologize about that. Yes.
How are you? I know that you've been busy feeding people, giving up. I said, oh, my gosh. But, God, you know, I wanted you to, do you have any advice or anything? We have Don Sellers on the line. He's going to have a program on April the 9th. But what kind of advice did you want to give to people right now during the time that they're at home?
I would say just to stay very prayerful. This is a time that you can get into your word. This is a time that you can build up relationship with your own family, your personal family, and just, you know, really begin to get to know God personally for yourself. Because I think a lot of times, you know, people depend on the God in someone else. You know what I mean? If it's not the pastor, maybe it might be a family member that's close to God, and they're kind of like floating on someone else's testimony, someone else's relationship. But I think this is an awesome time to be able to build up your own relationship.
Get
some understanding about what God is saying to you, to your family, and you know, to your community.
Yes. So, what are you doing during this period, Pastor Mitchell?
We're still trying to be available to people. We have a clothes giveaway for anyone at this particular time that might find themselves, you know, since they're going through this job thing where they might need clothing, or they might need some resources to food, or whatever it is that they might be in need of. We're trying to be a home base where they can come and get that. All they have to do is inbox us if they have us on Facebook, or they can call us. Our number is posted online. And just be available to whatever they need. If someone needs prayer at this particular time, we're definitely available for that, because for some people, this is a mental thing. You know, it's fighting against their mind. Depression is real, you know. So we want to be able to definitely pray for them, you know, and let them know that we're tangible, we're touchable. You can you can get in contact with us, and we're available.
Okay, now how is that? What is the number and the link that they could go to?
Our number is 614-288-9264.
288-614-288-9264. And the link that they could go to is
Total Man Ministries Columbus. .org.
Oh, Total Man Ministry Columbus .org. Now that's if you need clothing, food, and prayer.
Whatever. Whatever you need, even if you just need someone to listen to you.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what? That is so wonderful. I'd like to thank you. You know, I know that you're real, real busy. I'd like to thank you for being on this week's program of All in Our Family. Pastor Karen
Thank
Mitchell.
Thank you for the invite.
Okay, Pastor Karen Mitchell and Don Sellers. You've been listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com. This is the world's greatest radio, and I'm S. Yolanda Robinson, and I'll see you next week. Love you.
the power, the world's greatest radio, talktainmentradio.com.